Someone turn off the air conditioner so we don't get it in the bottom right is where it is. Yep. So are y'all ready to rock? They're ready to rock. We're ready to rock. You are tuned in to LFOD Radio. Y'all make sure to say your names before you start. We got a surprise guest about to set this one up. LFOD.
Hey, Amanda Shay.
Hey. Yo.
Hello and welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. This is Kayla and...
Hi everyone, this is Danny again.
And
I'm actually just now realizing that my microphone is broken. Well, it's not like broken, like everyone can still hear me and everything, but like the stand is off, so I'm actually holding this with my hand right now.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I should move seats, but you know what? I'll worry about that.
I feel like I can't hear you in the headphones. Can you hear yourself?
I think a little bit.
Are you sure?
I think so. Maybe this mic is down.
Maybe you should use a different mic.
Maybe I should. Put me on mic 3.
Okay, mic 3 is on. I put all of them on because it sounds weird.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I can hear myself
sure
now.
I'm pretty sure that mic was not working.
Yeah, so...
It's also very broken, and I just did the...
It is broken.
Yeah, we should tell someone about that.
Yeah, probably.
Because I just submitted my DJ form, and...
You said everything was working.
Yeah, and then I didn't... Then I just, you know, turned around, and, you know, you're holding the mic in your hand, and...
Yeah, I'm just sitting there, and the microphone's not on its stand, so I'm holding it with my hand, and I figured that everyone could still hear me, but now I'm starting to think that they couldn't. So, hi, everybody.
Yeah, this is Danny, you know?
Yeah, I'm here every week.
Yeah. I'll be here. What is that joke?
What? What joke are you
thinking
of?
I'll be there next week or whatever.
it sounds like what I say to my friends when they ask me, like, well, when are you going to hang out? Like, oh, I'll be there next week.
But it's, you're not.
No, I mean, probably not, no.
No, it's, you know, oh, I'll be here all week. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the joke.
I'll be here all, yeah. I'll
yeah,
be here all week.
Yeah, I was asking what the joke was, and that was the joke. When
I'll
people
be
say
there
that,
next week. That we can
no, the
make
joke
that
when people
own.
Think they're so funny and then we're like, oh, I'll be here all week.
Ba-dum-ts. Yeah, you're a real entertainer.
Yeah, well, this is what you're getting on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio tonight. You are getting the great comedy of Danny and I. I'm a little tired. It just kind of hit me. Like, I don't know. 10 minutes ago.
I think it hit you when you were thinking about what that joke was.
No, it hit me 10 minutes ago. I just didn't realize the extent of it until I started talking on the radio because I just sound like an incoherent dummy right now.
I don't tell people I'll be here all week, but when I'm at work and someone comes in and they get a coffee and they'll be like, oh, I'll probably be back later. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm here all night. And that's not a joke. That's actually just the sad reality that I'll be at work all night.
But you'll be there part of the night.
I mean, I'm there all day, and then when I get out at night, I'm only awake for probably, like, 2 hours max before I go to bed. So, you know, that's most of my night.
No, yeah, it is. Yeah, because we get tired, you know, as people.
We do, and
we need that sleep.
We do.
Sleep is good.
Sleep is great.
Sleep is a wonderful thing, and we were talking about, oh, it's going to be so nice that it's going to be raining, you know, because it's good for us sleeping. But it's not raining.
Very disappointed by that.
Yeah.
It hardly rained today.
Yeah, it rained a little bit, and it only rained when I didn't want it to rain.
It didn't even rain.
It rained when I wanted to go outside for lunch because, for some reason, the station was freezing today.
Well, better and freezing than sweating, I guess.
Yeah, that is true. I'd rather be
depending
cold
on who
than
you ask, I don't know.
That's a big debate. I feel like you have to ask every person that you're mildly close with, would you rather be cold or hot? Because that really determines a lot about a person.
It does. But I feel like us as New Englanders, the answer could either go, you know, it could go either way. Like, our summers are brutally hot, or you know, humid, and then our winters are, I mean, that goes without saying that they're brutal. So,
yeah, I do have to say the winter is milder here than it is in you know.
Did you say milder?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
it's
last
hotter
winter
in New Jersey.
Last winter was mild compared to previous.
Yeah.
We didn't get a lot
of
snowfall.
I'm saying, but the summer is cooler here.
Oh, okay.
Generally.
Okay, I feel you.
Like it gets really hot here. It's just more consistently hot there. Like it's not as hot all the time. Like it's hot all the time in August.
Yeah.
Where I'm in New Jersey, but here it's not hot all the time. Actually, our worst days were in July so far.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I think what month is probably the worst for is probably September here. Is it? Because I don't know. It just depends because last year when I moved here, you know, the month of September was a brutal one in the dorm.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, it sucked.
I don't know.
Also, it's
August,
just,
probably.
You know, New England is older, so there's not as much air conditioning.
As much central air or anything. Like, there's a lot of window units.
Well,
here.
But even that, like, a lot of people just don't have it.
It's true.
And
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it sucks.
But you know what? I was talking to somebody who just came from California recently. I think it was like a customer of mine, whatever. And they were like, yeah, I was in California, but it is so hot here. And they were talking about how if you, you know, look at your phone and it'll say that it's hotter in California, but the humidity here makes a big difference in how that feels. So they were talking about how much hotter they feel here, even though the temperature was higher in California.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, in the north, it's not that hot.
No, it's not.
But, you know, it's a big state.
It is.
I'm sure that it's hot in Southern California. Like, I'm sure if you're, like, chilling in San Diego, I am sure that it's hot there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You know, people always say, like, oh, you know, the out west, it's so great. Like, and I'm sure it is great. But, you know, yeah, you could be in Arizona. I was in Arizona. That was the farthest west I've ever gone. And that was in November. And it was absolutely beautiful. The weather was amazing. But it's like, you know, people say, you really just got to pick your poison. There's no perfect. Because in the summer, it'll be over 100 degrees. But at night, it'll be cool, obviously, because it's dry heat. So it's hotter there. But we have humidity here. So it's like, which one do you want? Would you prefer the humidity or just like the straight up heat?
It's tough to say.
I don't know. I can't tell.
I don't know.
I don't really know from experience. I'll have to...
You're right. Nowhere is perfect.
Yeah, you're right.
Or if somewhere is perfect, I haven't been there yet.
Yes. I mean, although people go to California and live there for a reason, so I'm sure...
You know, a lot of people from here move to California and end up moving back.
A lot of people that I've talked to that are from the East Coast that go to the West Coast do not stay there.
Yeah, it's just different, like, lifestyles.
It is
East
a different
Coast versus
lifestyle.
West Coast, like, it's a little different.
It is different, and people always say that they don't like the vibe there.
Yeah.
That they say that...
I mean, some people love the vibe.
No, yeah, it's weird. Some people say that people over there are too concerned about money and superficial things.
I mean, yeah,
which
I'd
I understand,
assume.
Like, you know, Hollywood and stuff. But I can't imagine it being the entire state. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it's such a, like, a majority or whatever, even just a vocal minority where, it, you know, it seems like everyone is that way when everyone really isn't, just because you see it so much or you hear it so much, you know?
Yeah, just because of the people that I talked to were like, yeah, I didn't stay there very long, you know, whatever. I don't know. It's a thing.
Sometimes you gotta go see for yourself.
Sometimes you do. But, you know, who knows? Yeah, we're talking about some random stuff today.
I don't mind.
No, yeah. It's fun talking about random things.
Always.
Yeah. It might be a little boring. I hope it's not too boring.
No way. We're so excited.
We are the most exciting people. We were watching Jeopardy before this.
We were. Yeah. It was the Watson episodes. It was I forget what year that was, but when they challenged Watson the computer.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never watched that, you know?
I was always familiar with it when it came up, but I did not watch it back then. And watching it now, I'm like, wow, this feels so futuristic. But the truth was that I can't remember how many years ago it happened, but it happened like a while ago.
Yeah.
So it seems so futuristic, but it's been here for a long time.
Which is crazy.
It's interesting, though. Like, I'm having fun watching it.
At work, I was telling Danny earlier about how some people work at a TV station, and this guy was going on an interview with these two people. I forgot what town they went to. It's west of, I work in Arlington, so it's west
Belmont?
Of Belmont? No, Belmont's south of Arlington, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, because remember when we accidentally went there?
Yes, we did accidentally go there.
Yeah.
Winchester?
No, it's like past Lexington, too. It was like a 30-minute drive from Arlington Heights.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it was a little west.
Okay.
But, so these guys are making these planes, and they lift off the ground like a helicopter, but their wings shift so that they fly like a jet, so they go very fast. And the pilot will be wearing goggles, VR goggles, so that the people inside the plane, there are no windows on this plane, the people inside the plane will see a 360 view of the sky around them, which is pretty crazy. And
yeah,
also, this plane will get you from like New York to Boston pretty quickly, like a commercial airline. Once you're in the air, like 40-minute flight, but probably it'll be quicker, because I'm assuming if it's like a jet, then it's got to be quicker than a commercial airline. But you don't have to deal with the security and getting there an hour early and then, you know, going to an airport if you don't live near an airport, because this thing is going to be like Uber, apparently. I don't think it's accessible as Uber, obviously, but it can land almost anywhere. It'll, like, detect traffic patterns and see where, like, you know, there's room.
The important question. If I want, let's say, because I've never been on the West Coast or in that area, if I want In-N-Out or Jack in the Box, can this Uber deliver me food?
Okay, so I don't know everything. I mean, I'll watch the interview once it's edited, but apparently, it's not really supposed going that far. It doesn't go that far. It can go to neighboring cities. So, like, New York and Boston's pretty close. But I don't think you can go from Boston to, like, San Francisco. Like, I don't think that's how it works.
I mean, it's more a bit of a joke. But, like, it'd be funny if, like, I wanted a meal. And so a plane took off from California, flew across the country, landed in Boston, and then like an Uber driver drove to the airport or wherever this thing lands and then takes my food from the plane and brings it to me. And it takes like, you know, however many hours it takes, but wouldn't that be something?
That would
just
be
because
crazy.
I'm hungry.
That's crazy. That's a bit excessive. It's a little extra, Danny. Oh, but there is robot. Okay, so my friend goes to George Mason University, and it's near DC. I think it's on the Virginia side. But anyway, they have robots that deliver food.
You were telling me about this.
Yeah. It was like, I think I saw it, you know, in the winter or something, or the fall. I really don't remember, but they have them.
Do the robots talk too?
No, they just kind of like go to you and.
Wouldn't it be nice
if
they
take
like
the food out?
If they like knocked on your door and they handed you the food and they were like, "Enjoy your meal," and then
no,
like walked away.
Like,
you know,
little cars.
Oh, okay.
That's what they look like. So it's crazy. And also, the guy that's producing this, the some whatever, I think it's a series that this interview is going to be a part of. He was saying that people at MIT are experimenting with stuff that's like sounds kind of like teleportation.
That'd be so cool.
That would be really cool, but I'm afraid it's going to be like, I don't remember what movie, but you know, like only half your body like like transports or whatever.
Oh, that would be something.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
That would suck.
That would never be available for mass consumption. No way.
No.
You know?
It's crazy. I don't know. I don't think it's possible. Do you really think it's possible?
Teleportation?
Yeah.
I mean, I think anything's
possible.
To actually
physically like transport our atoms and somewhere else, like how?
Science.
Yeah, nothing I know.
Yeah, me neither. That's why other people do it.
Exactly. I just, you know, write words and stuff like that. So, you know,
but I don't know, that would be risky. Like, what's to stop people from teleporting into bank vaults or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, that's why you can never make something like that available to just anybody.
You're right.
But
it's wild.
Yeah, future's gonna be wild.
My dad just said Star Trek is the movie. Well, I know Star Trek is the movie, but do they actually, does only half their body, is there like an accident with the teleportation in Star Trek?
Actually, yeah, I think
okay,
there is.
Okay, so
yeah.
I am thinking of Star Trek.
I think you are thinking of Star Trek.
Because I've watched the Star Trek movies, but the older ones, right?
Okay.
But I have not seen them since in years. It was like I was a little kid when I watched them. I remember watching them.
You want to know something about my relationship with Star Trek? I admire Star Trek, and I've seen some of the original series, and I've probably seen random episodes of like Next Generation and stuff like that, and probably bits and pieces of like the first couple of movies.
Yeah.
And I tell people like I like Star Trek. I do. It's just there's so much of it and I haven't seen so much of it that it's a little like daunting to kind of get into it, because now like there's these new series, there's actually a second series coming out, and like I want to be more of a Star Trek fan because I feel like it is right up my alley. I liked what I've seen so far. It's just a big time commitment to watch everything, and
yeah,
I wish that I had gotten into it earlier so I could spend like years and years and years watching like all of these series and watching all of the movies and stuff. Like obviously I've seen the newer movies, but and I like them, but I don't know. People seem to like Next Generation a lot, and there's like at least 5 series.
Oh yeah,
there might
a
be
lot.
More than that.
We had a box set of all the movies.
That's
and
cool.
Also my parents owned a lot of the series on DVD,
mm-hmm.
not DVD on like tape, you know.
Sure.
VHS. Because I remember seeing them in the basement, like they had boxes of them with all the records and stuff. But then our basement sucked, so a lot of those things, you know, had to go in the trash
because,
you know, they got warped or wet or whatever.
You know, the thing about Star Trek is a lot of actual, like, scientists, and I know, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the famous astrophysicist,
yeah.
they all love Star Trek, even though it's not, like,
realistic,
you know.
Realistic, yeah.
Yeah, not all of it, but, like, they, I don't know, Star Trek just kind of, people who love science love Star Trek, and I just think that's fascinating because it's science fiction.
yeah, but, yeah, I have not watched it in years. I've seen like one or two of the new movies, but I never really got into them, you know?
I never saw the third one, Star Trek Beyond. Did not see that. I saw the other two.
Yeah.
I actually really like the first one, like the one that came out in 2009, the reboot. I think it's a solid flick.
Okay.
Like genuinely.
I'd have to watch it again. It's probably one of those movies that I just didn't pay attention to because I kind of do that a lot. Like, I've seen them, but I haven't really seen them. You
yeah,
know?
I understand.
Like, I don't remember a lot because there's a lot of it I'm just not paying attention. You know what movie was playing? You know, because sometimes, like, you know, my parents will watch a movie, and if I'm, like, not, like, oh, I really want to watch this, I just kind of play on my phone, you know?
Sure.
But you know what movie that they put on one day that I was happy to not pay attention to?
What's that?
Was the Justice League movie. That is complete
Ooh.
Trash.
Yeah,
that
movie's
movie
a stinker.
Sucks.
That movie's a stinker.
Yeah, it's
I can't get behind that one.
No, it's really bad.
Really, any of those DC movies, I can't get behind them.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. You know, like, they just can't compete with Marvel.
I mean, people like to
give Marvel crap because they're such a dominant force, but like they're a dominant force for a reason.
Yeah, like their movies are better. You know what? The only DC movie that I've seen that I genuinely like is the Wonder Woman movie. And guess what? It was directed by a woman because they didn't like women directing a lot of their movies.
No, they didn't. I think it was smart of them to do that. But I maintain with Wonder Woman that Wonder Woman is not that good of a movie. It's just good when you compare it to the rest of the terrible DC movies. When you put them next to each other, it looks good by comparison. But as a movie, it's pretty much as generic as like the Marvel origin movies. You know what I mean?
But I liked it. Like I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I pretty much hated the rest, so that's a compliment.
Yeah. I got you. You know, we should play some more music.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we've been talking a while.
Yeah, you're steering the ship. I am just along for the ride.
You are. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I would say we're co-captains of this ship. I'm not completely in charge.
I mean, I try
maybe
to...
Maybe 75%.
Well, you have your show and I have mine. So yeah. I try to respect that when you have your show, you are in
the hot seat.
You're in the hot seat. You're in the chair. And I am just... Like I said, along for the ride.
Yeah. I feel like that we do that with each other's shows.
I play some music on your show, but you play the majority. And then on my show, I play the majority.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
So I think that's cool.
I think so too.
All right. With that, we're going to play Blue Monday by New Order.
This song is mine. It's a good one.
Yes. And the one after that will be a Black Keys song. Actually, we're going to play two Black Keys songs after that because my mom requested Lonely Boy, but this one is a different one, which I like more, but it's okay. It's okay, Ma. We like the Black Keys.
We do.
Yes.
You named the show after them.
Yeah, I did. Black Stripes or White Keys is a play on the White Stripes and the Black Keys.
Oh, and I just want to address while we're on this topic that Jack White and Jack Black are teaming up for a music project called Jack Gray, and I think it's beautiful.
And I will listen to that album.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I will, and I really hope it's good because I do like most of Jack White's music, genuinely.
I like Jack Black's music. I think Tenacious D is cool.
So you know what, maybe when that happens we'll have a whole show dedicated to Jack Black, Jack White, and then
Jack Gray. All right, sounds like a plan.
All right, let's do this. Thank you. Two songs you heard were by the Black Keys, and sorry about the first one, kind of started over by accident again, so apologize, but that was Meet Me in the City from their EP called Tullahoma, and the last one was Lonely Boy from the El Camino album, which my mom requested, and actually is their most played song on Spotify. But we were just talking about how El Camino, I like the Black Keys, but I don't listen to them as, like, terribly much, but I know a lot of their music. And this album, this El Camino album, is, like, a lot of their hits. And but so that was like when they were like really, really big. And the one before, Brothers, was a really good album as well. I have not listened to all of them, but I just realized, looking through their page here, they have 10 albums. That's a lot, you know, because I think the first one was 2001 or something. So, you know, they came out with an album like consistently, like every 2 years.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah. But let's see. They just released a new album and they will be touring. They're touring right now. They're going to be in Boston at TD Garden with Modest Mouse, which is a pretty cool combo. But their newest album came out June 28th of this year. And the last one before that was 2014. And that had songs like Fever on it, which I think is the only like super hit song on that album. I have not listened to this album, actually. But yeah, so first album in 5 years. And the title of this album is called Let's Rock, which is a reference to the none and only but Twin Peaks.
Let's Rock.
Yes, if anyone knows Twin Peaks, there's that little red guy who speaks in that weird voice in the lodge, the Black Lodge, and he has his little red suit and does his little snappy dance. And he talks and he's like, "Let's rock. I am the arm." So, you know, that's really cool. I didn't like, you know, listen to their new album, but now that I just looked at it and realized that it was a Twin Peaks reference, like Let's Rock, I didn't really think of that immediately, but it's in quotes, so you know. But what really gave it away was the last song is called Fire Walk With Me, which Danny is the Twin Peaks expert, so I'll let him explain that.
Oh, I mean, Fire Walk With Me is just a series of words that are undisputably, you know, it's synonymous with Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
You know, the name of the movie was literally Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me.
Yeah.
When you think Fire Walk With Me, you can't, there's nothing else to think of, you know?
Yeah, it's Twin Peaks.
It's a phrase that's repeated throughout the series and the movie and even the new series, you know? So it's most definitely a reference. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that they kind of like tied that into their new album. Because, you know, I mean, the new season came out in 2017, but it's 2019. So you know what? Twin Peaks is still alive and well in the hearts of everyone. Not everyone. A lot of people. You've made me a fan.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So we were thinking that maybe let's listen to Fire Walk With Me. We never heard it before, so I'm hoping it's good.
I hope it's good,
you know?
Maybe it sucks, but like, you know.
Let's give it a try.
Let's find out together.
We can give you some good, you know, reactions after the song's over.
You know what would be cool is if it's like somehow like samples something from Twin Peaks, you know?
Like either like a really cool.
like a recording from like one of the episodes,
or
like a
dialogue, the music,
or like the music.
The
yeah,
intro
exactly.
music is really good.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. Yeah. But, you know, we'll do that in a minute. But first, we need to read a PSA.
We do. If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's bostonsciencelectures.com.
Wow.
Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapgood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some even give away free food as part of the event. There's a bunch of typos.
Sign me
here.
Up.
That's interesting. So check out bostonsciencelectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I love how some PSAs say educational.
Yeah, that's true. Some of
yeah, I thought that was a good PSA. We were talking about that crazy futuristic stuff before.
You know, I'm flipping through them here, and I'm like, I've read a decent amount of these at this point, but I have not read this one.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
And yeah, free food. You're
right.
I thought it was funny. It's like, looking for a science lecture in Boston? Visit bostonsciencelectures.com.
Like, that's how you know it's science people.
Yeah.
Because the name is not creative. But, you know, I mean, it makes sense.
Sure.
It's logical.
Gets the job done.
You know, so it makes sense. It's logical. Logical people are usually science people. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, learn some science.
Well, we love science. I mean, personally, I don't like taking science classes because I'm just not my thing. But, you know, it's cool for what it does for the world. Yeah, that was a coherent sentence. But I guess we should listen to the song and give you some feedback. Not feedback, but, you know, our opinion afterward.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, let's do it. This is Firewalk With Me off of the Black Keys new album titled...
Let's Rock.
Thank you. I gave you the look so you could do that.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's playing. Okay, so that was Firewalk With Me by the Black Keys off of their new album, and that was really disappointing, actually.
It seemed like the reference started and ended with the name of the song.
With the name of the song and the chorus, Firewalk With Me.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I wasn't going to really judge it too much on its Twin Peaks like reference. Because,
no, me neither.
No.
I was going to judge it as a song.
Oh, a song, yeah. And just as a song, after just listening to Lonely Boy, like, it's basically just, like, the same song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very verse-chorus. The bridge wasn't even, like, crazy interesting. It was just a guitar solo. Very radio rock. I was a little sad. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's fine. Like, it's okay, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad song.
But there's nothing, like, it's a good song. Like, it sounds good, but there's nothing interesting about it. It sounds like every other Black Keys song.
Yeah,
but actually,
pretty much.
The first Black Keys song we listened to, I actually really like that song. But... And I like Lonely Boy, too. I like it better than this one. But, yeah, that was just kind of like... That's your last song on the album? That seems more like a mid-album song. Because it's, you know, a typical, like, radio rock song, but I don't know, like, I mean, I'll listen to the whole thing sometime, because, you know, you can't just judge an entire album by one song.
I agree, you gotta listen to the whole thing.
You can't do that, yeah, you just can't. But that was interesting, like, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever, it's fine.
I felt the same.
Yeah. Yeah, don't hate it, but would I be, like, putting that song on a playlist? No.
No, probably not. Nope. That might be the last time you hear that song.
I don't think we're ever going to play that song again. We'll play other Black Keys songs, but sure. Maybe not that one. So, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
You win some, you lose some. It's just I was getting really excited for that song, and then hearing it, I was like, oh, this is pretty, like, unoriginal. So, I don't know.
What are you going to do? Life goes on.
What are you
going
to do? You're right. Life goes on. And you know what? We're going to play a good song next, because we played a song my mom requested, and now I'm going to play a song my dad requested. This is an old song, actually. This is by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And it is called Ohio, which is about the Kent State shootings with the protests of Vietnam. And it's a good song. It's just jamming.
All right.
Do you know any of their music?
I don't think I do, so...
You might know this song. I'm not sure. Yeah, there's some hits you would know.
Okay.
But this is a good song.
Educate me.
Yeah, and it's historical. So, I appreciate that, being an American studies student, you know? I've listened to this song in my studies. And, you know, it's just good. They're kind of a rockin' band, you know? I think they're a little country sometimes. I'm not country, but I don't know. I haven't listened to enough of their music to really, like, make a full opinion, but this is definitely a rock song. And, you know, born out of the, like, hippie 70s war. I mean, make love, not war thing, you know? So, here you go. This is Ohio.
Soldiers and Nixon come. gonna lose what we had last time you're leaving this love affair. You don't get something for nothing. Don't know. Gotta try a little harder. It could be
time for one more, but you know, we gotta say goodbye first.
We do. This went by so fast.
It did go by so fast.
And you know, I'm having fun, but also I'm ready for bed.
I could tell. You, that way you just like moved your eyebrows. That was the like, I need to sleep look.
That was like, my eyes want to shut, but I'm like, no, I'm not home. I can't shut right now.
No, you can't. But you know, we can soon.
Oh, yes.
Yes, good old sleep. Everyone loves good old sleep. You're just giving me a look. But thank you, everyone, for listening. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Black Stripes or White Keys.
That's right.
Yeah,
Tuesdays at 10 p.m. So I assume I'm going to be filling in for you while you're on vacation, right?
Yeah.
So I will be doing Black Stripes White Keys by myself, or if I can bring a friend, I will.
Yeah, you should have Mike come or something.
Yeah, I'll have somebody come. And then, Fridays, noon, Outer Heaven. Yeah. Although, sometimes at 11. It might be at 11 this week. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Because there's that extra hour before the show begins.
Unfortunately, I think I will be out during the entire time that you have radio.
Oh, bummer.
I know, it's sad because... If it starts at 11, I'll definitely be out getting breakfast with my dad, because we were planning on doing that before my hair appointment, because I have a haircut at 12.
Okay. Well, you're getting stuff done. That's okay.
Well, maybe while they're like, it's just waiting, like the stuff's in your hair and you're just sitting there with the blow thing on your head. You know what I'm talking about?
So yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Maybe I can listen to it.
Yeah, you know? If you can, you can.
I can't. I don't know, though, because I would need regular earbuds, and I don't know where my regular earbuds are.
You can borrow mine.
Okay. Sounds good. But then you won't have them for 9 days.
I told you, I can't use earbuds anymore.
they bother your ears?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's weird because like my ears won't bother me otherwise, but if I put earbuds in, they start bothering me.
Well,
and like I went to the doctor and they were like, your ears are fine. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
headphones are fine. It's earbuds specifically. You can't use them.
I gotta tell you, I really like my headphones. They're good.
Yeah, they seem nice.
The Beats one, they're good. You know what I think the best thing about them is I do like that they're wireless, but the best thing about them is that they're noise canceling. Love that. Because even if you're not, you know, listening to music, if you're traveling, it just makes the sound of the plane or the train or the car or whatever.
Definitely. That's a good thing to have.
Way less. And it's just nice.
Thank you, Dr. Dre.
Yeah. And, you know, they also sound good. So that's good, too, you know? But, yeah, that's my little sponsorship. I'm kidding. I'm not sponsoring Dr.
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre
has to specifically.
Yeah, he got us a really good deal. Like, you know, you know how people do that, like sponsorships and like people, like, you know, that's how people on YouTube make their money is not from YouTube. It's from the deals they make with brands to advertise their stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's where they make their money.
I know people hate advertisements, but if I was ever doing like a show and some company was like, we'll pay you to sponsor, I'd be like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tell me what I gotta
say. Especially if there's a company that you get behind, you know?
Sure.
If Dr. Dre came and said, you know what, I want to pay you to advertise Beats, I'd be like, yeah, cool, I'll advertise you. If someone really annoying said that, I'd probably say no. If it was like, I don't know, some stupid thing that I don't agree with, I would say no. Like if like the NRA was like, well, I would say no
to things like that.
Yeah.
But you know what, I listen to a lot of podcasts and
yeah, well,
it's probably going to be some combination of Omaha Steaks, MeUndies, what else is there for
Omaha
Hymns? There's like in all the podcasts I listen to, they're all sponsored by the same like five companies who just aggressively like advertise on all these podcasts. And like, well, it works because I know all of these by name now, so I'm just listing them off. There are a couple others too I can't remember, but those are like the big ones.
That's funny.
I said MeUndies, that's one of them.
What is that?
It's like they sell like underwear. And apparently
okay.
It's like super comfortable underwear. And I mean, I don't have to get into it because they're not sponsoring. They're not paying me to say this. But yeah, like they sell underwear. And then Omaha Steaks.
People know
and
that.
And then there was one other I mentioned that I already forgot. But, you know, just listen to a podcast and I'm sure it's sponsored by one of the